five words. Those five words are somewhat technical. They're defined by physicists to have very definite meaning, but they also connect with our everyday intuitions and uses of those words. Force and energy, matter, space and time. Those are the five building blocks of the field of particle physics, and in fact, of much of physics itself. Force and energy refer to how and why things interact. Matter, what are the things? What is the world made of? Space and time, what is the framework in which all of that stuff is going on? These are the concepts of particle physics, and as we go on in this course, we will be dealing especially with the middle, the matter, and also with all of the other elements, the forces that that matter feels, the energy that is involved in these interactions, the space and time in which they live. Look around you for a moment. Think about the world that you are in right now, the physical world, the objects and the phenomenon. There are hard things wherever you might be that are so hard you could try to break or bend them and you couldn't. There are also soft things like your hands or your skin. There's ethereal stuff like the air that you live in that you can just barely detect or sense. And then there's the things going on in that world, the sound that's hitting your ears and the light that's striking your eyes, the colors, the textures. All of that stuff is the realm of physics. And you could imagine that this enormous diversity of phenomena is overwhelmingly complicated. I mean, you can have this sense of the world as being filled with a whole bunch of different things, and we could study any one of them. That might be a branch of science, and it's hard to imagine that you can tie it all together. But we can. This is one of the wonderful things that we have learned about the world, is that everything physical, from objects in this room, objects in outer space, objects in the deepest, deepest galaxies, and everything in between, all arises from a very simple set of rules and a very simple set of ideas and fundamental building blocks. So that's where we're going in this course. What are those ideas? What are those building blocks? How can we make sense of them? Let's go back 2,500 years. This is an old question. People have been puzzling about what the world is made of from time immemorial, and I guess they didn't write it down in the days of cave people, but we do have records of Greek philosophers thinking about this. What is the world made of? We're going to be learning in future lectures about some of these folks and their ideas, but let me summarize sort of two viewpoints that arose 2,500 years ago. There was Democritus, a Greek philosopher from about 400 BC, who had this idea. He wasn't the originator of the idea. He was following in a long tradition of other philosophers who were thinking about how the world works. And his idea was that everything is made of little chunks. He called them atomos, which means unbreakable or uncuttable. Let me give you a kind of a concrete metaphor to think about Democritus' idea in real terms. Let me hand you a stick of butter. Okay, this butter is an object, it's a physical object, and it has certain characteristics. It is yellow, and it's soft, and it melts if you heat it up, and it has a certain heft to it. You can describe it, you can study it and understand it. It's a material object. Now, what if I chop it in half and throw away half, and you're left behind with a half a stick of butter? I think we would all agree there's still butter there. It's less massive, but it's still definitely butter. We haven't changed the essence or character of this material. So if you want to understand butter, it doesn't matter how much I give you. So what if I chop it in half again, and again, and again? So now you've got a pat of butter. Still butter. There is no difference between the pat of butter and the original stick except for how much I gave you. And now Democritus is imagining, what if I keep cutting it in half and in half and in half again and again? Ultimately, believes Democritus 2,500 years ago, we will come down to a chunk, an individual, indivisible, uncuttable chunk of butter. It's physical, it's real, it's a little thing that you could imagine seeing or looking at, although it turns out that it's much smaller than anything you could actually see with your eyes. And this is Democritus's idea of atoms. They live in the void. They move around, they interact with one another, they're real, solid, physical objects. Okay, that's an idea. It's a philosopher's idea. And there were other philosophers at that time